Do you remember what I was talking about on Monday? When I forgot, I completely forgot to upload yesterday, but on Monday I was talking about Brunch Bench. Eventually, soon, maybe I'll start doing that. Maybe. Hold on. Yeah, maybe I'll start actively doing Brunch Bench because it sounds like something I want to do. Like, I could maybe stream on here on Twitch, Instagram. I can say, wow, yeah, amazing. And just start posting reels. Anyway, listen to this, follow us on Instagram. That's where I stream right now. Maybe I'll move to Twitch or something. And we'll also be like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. And share this podcast with people. Anyway, what to talk about now? Well, it snowed. Snow is not fun. No one, like, snow here in Canada, like, people like it, people deal with it, but at the end of the day, I like the sun. You can like the snow for some reason, but the sun will always be superior to the snow. But of course, I like it when I see it on the ground to make sure that. You know, climate change is not will not fully destroy us all, because it will soon, and we have to do things about that. Come on, world leaders, do something. Actually, what I can expect from world leaders? They're all old in their 40s. They have huge trust funds. They have millions that they sit on. They're doing fine. They're doing fine, those world leaders. And of course, the people, the corporate donors, all that. This reminds me of the time, this was in November a couple weeks ago. The NDP put a motion, say, can we put a wealth tax above, wealth above 20 million? CPC, Bloc Québécois, Liberals all voted no. 129 nay, 27 yay. That should make everyone feel like, what the hell? In some polling that I covered on the Sunday Ascendant a while back, showed that over 60% in every single party supports a wealth tax. And then you look at Parliament and you see, nah, they're not doing that. So vote good politicians, or NDP. If you like progressive policies, vote NDP in the next election. That will be in 2023. So that's what I've got to say for now. I don't even know everybody how good it's been for an hour. I can usually talk to myself for a long time, but this is unreal. Anyway, getting back into streaming, I will make better episodes, I promise. Thank you to the people that actually listened to this when I put it on the podcast. And, that's better. So, if we can talk about it right now, let's Oh yeah. So I guess we get away from politics for a bit. When I was doing some work earlier before I started streaming, there was like these, all these things like CGTN. Like CGTN is a weird source. Like I would not go there and actually believe everything they say. It is state-run media, though, so the government of whatever country is running it probably tell us what this is what we want you to say, do this, and they do it well. If I give it to CGTN, but some of the clips they have on YouTube, like, there's this one guy who was drunk, hit a cyclist, and then basically said, "Well, I have to get away. I have to get away." And it's like his friend was like, "Can you get to my house?" He says, "No way." He says, "Are you joking?" He says, "No, this is serious." And he ended up crashing it into the barrier, tipped over, died. So he killed a cyclist and himself. And there was this other time, an elephant in Sri Lanka stole some bananas. And then there was this badger, Struffle? I believe that's his name, if I remember correctly. He's a very, very smart badger. You put him into the concrete cage, Alcatraz for badgers. Uses rocks, uses a stick, uses a rake, anything. Get up, escape. Yeah, these animals are insane. Well, anyway, moving on to the next topic I can think about. I really need to start writing up lots and lots of topics, because if I'm by myself, there's no chats to say things. What do? I'm by myself. If there's no one else I'm with to help me reciprocate the conversation, I'm by myself. So, oh yeah, remember this. I didn't say anything. There is a strike happening. Yeah, there was a strike in India. Looks like it's still going on. They're protesting new laws that Modi put in place. A terrible human being, Modi, put in place. Yeah. That's striking 250 million people. That is crazy. Of course, I didn't see this on television. You have to go search for it. And maybe if you're scrolling to the newsfeed, they report on it, but they don't say anything. Which kind of makes you think, Anyway. I need to start writing like a huge list of topics. Oh yeah, before I forget. Supreme Court denies Trump allies' bid to overturn Pennsylvania election results, throwing out millions of ballots. Wow. Ain't that crazy? And like a U.S. election deadline. December 8th is called the safe harbor with the federal law. I must say that all the 6 days before the election. Federal law says must fall 6 days before electors meet across the country to cast their votes for president. The statute says as long as states are using existing state law to resolve disputes. So, Trump is done. Now he can scream, but the election is done. Used all November. Done. Donald Trump is done. Now we'll probably see hundreds of pardons. Hundreds and hundreds of pardons just being sent off now by Trump. Oh yeah. Pardoning himself, pardoning his family, pardoning everyone. Yep, do all that. And, Donald Trump's done. Ned's probably gonna scream, and then in January we'll see, and then we have Biden inaugurated. And then we will now, you know, I'll start doing, talking about Biden for a bit. Like, actually, look. Because he talked about fracking, all that stuff. Actually, some policy. Donald Trump bitching. I remember those debates. Filibustering, no talking, mics won't mute, and weak moderators. The people, the MSNBC, when they were hosting Trump, they said, oh, she was a little bit harder on Trump. But the vice presidential debate and some of the debates, Chris Wallace, all that. Like, when you're dealing with someone like this, that rips the rules in front of you, and you say, can you please follow the rules? If they rip the rules, spit at them, and throw them and kick you on the floor, do you think they're going to respect the rules? They're not going to respect the rules. They're going to be radicalized. They're radicalized. These people are radicalized. And also, apparently, Barr also said, we didn't find any fraud. It's like, how is Barr still there? Is Barr fired? Barr. Bill. Barr. Election. 2020. Bill Barr. He's basically saying whether he will leave or something. And he says there's no evidence of widespread fraud. Mark Esper and, like, the defense secretary, they were fired instantly the second they said this. Like, Barr must have a little bit of insurance on Donald Trump. You know, like, some secrets that if you fire me, I'll make sure to put you down like this. Something like that. If you have people that are very fire happy, very trigger happy to throw you away, have insurance on them. It shows you that you have no trust in the relationship there, but yeah. How is he not fired? How is Barr not fired? Barr, and this is posted on December 1st, the two-year anniversary of when Meng Wanzhou in Canada was put under arrest. I remember that. 2018. A different year. A good year. Meng. What's happening with Meng Wanzhou? What is taking so long? Does it, like, I guess, you know, the rule of law, it takes a while to do that. So I'd say, you know, that makes sense. Rule of law, justice, it takes a while. It takes a while to, you know, dish out justice. But it's like, bruh. And the two Michaels are still in jail, so, like, hey, China, release those two Michaels, please. If you release them, maybe we can do something with Meng Wanzhou. But also, we can't do that because the rule of law. Justin Trudeau just can't come in there. Well, he could. I remember something here in the was it the Extradition Act? That they could stop extradition proceedings or whatever? I don't remember. I remember hearing something about it. But now I actually find that out, actually. Can the PM stop extradition? Yeah, the Extradition Act allows the Minister of Justice to intervene in any port during judicial phase. But I'm pretty sure that won't happen because if they could just say, let's just go into the courts real quick. The courts are crap. Like, systemic racism, all that. Slow, they've been waterlogged, all this. But if an appointed official that was just elected, given that title by someone else, like, you get to choose a prime minister if you're part of a party, but you don't choose a governor, you don't choose who becomes minister of what, minister of this, minister of that, minister of whatever that is. You don't get to choose that. Anyway, Yeah, we won't probably won't be reimbursed. Maybe we might even torture the Michaels and then come back brain dead. Like that guy, I forgot his name. Otto Warmbier. Yeah, Otto Warmbier. He went to North Korea, took a sign, got jailed, arrested, forced confession, and then came back brain dead. Don't go to North Korea. So that's what's happening to Meng. That's interesting. Now what else? If I actually started recording at 11:45 like I said I would, it'd be 12 o'clock already if I said brunch bench. Now it's almost 12:40. Bruh. At least I'm going live again. 12:45 I'll go live and I'll end at like 1. That 3 of the episode will come out. Is this tablet really dead? Like, come on. Bruh. Put it in, I guess it didn't charge right. Hold on, I'm gonna get the charger for this. Try to make sure that this thing can actually charge correctly. And we need to get another different plug-in. Well, that's the episode. That's this episode. See you guys tomorrow.